You're listening to The Morning Line with Megan Brady, and it is Wednesday. Mae's been here in studio with me now. Dispatchers that you have to cover, right?
Yes.
I 10-5.
I know. Oh, are they?
I had a guy ask me out in 10 codes one time when I was single, and they were all,
oh, no. Well, nothing screams first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll take eating in codes.
A bit about the community notification system, and Code Red gives us the ability to target a specific area and reach out. We are able to notify for missing children, for an elderly endangered person that may have Alzheimer's and walked away from their home recently, to notify people to stay in their homes and seek shelter until we're able to safely resolve the situation. And it comes through emails or through phone calls. And they would go, the resident is able to enroll with their information. They put in their name, their address, and do the text message. I think that the texting is a great way. Everybody communicates through text today anyway. So if you don't have a landline, text messages are a great option to use. And most of us have the data, text messages all included.
Yeah.
So there's no fee for the user. And you're able to, if you move, you can withdraw your name from the system. But it is dynamite, and especially for now we have DPW involved in Code Red.
Yeah.
And the snowband towing. So we towed over 100 cars this winter. We had a lot
of my goodness.
Very yeah. unhappy residents calling into dispatch and expressing their displeasure with the fact that their cars were towed. And Code Red ability to get those notifications through text or through email, it simplifies things for our residents.
I was just going to say, it doesn't cost anything to sign up.
It's free. Doesn't cost anything to sign up. Everyone has internet access today. And again, it would be ecnetwork.com. And you go to the resident enrollment and you put the information in, all of your information, and however you want to receive the messages. It's very user-friendly. And it's something that we're using more and more. So we really recommend that the public get on board with this and take advantage of the service that is offered.
Nice.
Absolutely. You found that it makes things a little bit easier.
A situation that may be going on in town, a lot of people will call into dispatch to ask what is going on.
And that's always fun. Time on the lines. What's going
on? So what's up?
Well, it's multifaceted, too, because you have the Code Red, and then we'll put it on the Facebook page, and then you can put it out on Twitter and everything like that. So it's all... Somehow you're going to find out if you're listening.
Right. And we're busy dealing with that situation. There's a lot of things in dispatch that are going on behind the scenes, and those are not priority phone calls. So Code Red is another way to keep people.
No. Okay. Is this available for anybody or just Portsmouth?
This is available. That's what you would go in. You pick your town. You're
Portsmouth. So you might want to, even if you work here coming in, you might want to know.
Why? I have you.
Yeah, that's true. Text me. I'll be your Code Red.
That feels like really special and important.
All warm and fuzzy today.
I'd be like, what's going on? She'd be like, stand down. All right, just stand down.
Turn around. Call out sick. I'll write you a note.
No, but that's interesting. That's great to know that it actually, I was not aware that it's, available across different towns. So I'll certainly have to go onto the website and check it.
Available for it now, too. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can get the Code Red app on your telephone as well. So there's lots of options with it. And we recommend get on it, Megan. It's definitely.
Yes,
order.
Ma'am.
She's the boss now. A bunch of boss ladies in here today.
I'll not be messing around once this interview is over. That is for sure.
It just sounds so much more tougher with the New York accent.
So
I don't know if you noticed the accent.
I thought I lost it. It's been 15 years since I left New York.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
It's like a British accent. Nobody loses it. It's perfect.
One of the other things I wanted to talk about, too, because we were talking about, the calls that you get and a number of calls that come that are not as important as others. So another thing would be, when maybe reasons to call 911 versus just call the business line, and having both available to you.
Okay.
I mean, 911's the easy one to remember, right?
We have a dispatch line too that goes directly, which Kelly will talk about. But and then there's the automated business line too. But you go, lady.
911, thinking it's a motor vehicle accident. It is a
medical.
Somebody needs an ambulance. We have a lot of people that will call in on 911 for a parking complaint. And that's not an emergency.
Or Crime Stoppers.
Yes, or Crime Stoppers. And we would prefer, because as a dispatcher, when that 911 line rings, you jump. All the lines you're jumping, but 911 you're paying special attention to, because you never know what you're going to have on the other end of that line.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of raises, you know, the blood pressure. And when you pick it up and it's somebody saying, you know, there's a car partially blocking my driveway, that's not necessarily an emergency. So,
or something we would consider an emergency.
Right, we would consider. And I realize that the homeowner or the person that's driveway is being blocked does feel that's an emergency. But is that more important than someone that's having chest pain? Because now that 911 line is being taken up for other emergencies that could be more pressing. So we recommend that people would call our main business line at 603-427-1500. You know, that is definitely something people just automatically pick up and dial 911, because that has been ingrained, you know, in their heads. But it does tie up emergency lines that could be utilized for other people that are having chest pains, or there's an overdose or something along those lines.
Right. And it's interesting too, like, you kind of have to use that discernment, because I mean, you guys are going to answer all the calls.
We do. We answer all of them, and they all are a priority. But if the 911 lines make your blood pressure rise a little, because you never really know what you're going to get on the other end.
And you take like all the calls for, I mean, I know obviously, but dispatch handles all the fire department and can you explain a little bit about
dispatch is a 24/7 operation. We're located within the police department. We have 8 full-time dispatchers. We're in the process of hiring 3 more. We have 1 in background right now, and yesterday we just had oral boards, so we're hoping to get 2 more out of it, which will bring
you guys don't mess around.
No, we don't.
Legit, lady.
Yeah.
Legit operations. We're still waiting to hear about our chief.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. They're in the background, whoever it is.
Trust me, I am aware.
At all times, 1 is a fire dispatcher, 1 is a police dispatcher. And our shifts are from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., 3 to 11, and then 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. We dispatch for police, fire, EMS, and we handle all the public works calls that would come in after hours. So it's a very busy place. We usually do over 40,000 calls a year for service.
Wow.
And the amount of phone calls that we answer yearly, I would say it's probably up in the area of about 100,000 phone calls a year.
Wow.
Between our business and emergency lines.
Wow.
So it's a busy place. So it all begins in dispatch, and you know, a lot of times ends in dispatch, because we open the calls and we close them. So we're the ones assigning the report numbers and the arrest numbers.
Right. Well, and whether it's an emergent situation or, you know, a simple parking complaint or why did I get towed, you guys are the first voice that the community is going to hear.
Right. We're the first point of contact.
Right.
And a lot of people have never had to call the police department before. And you want people feeling comfortable reaching out when they need help. So it's very important that the people that are on the phones and on the radio are very professional and have the answer to every single problem that can come in.
And you walk them through or where to find the answer, too, because if it's something that's not an emergency, now you're people call
for the first time to have a bad experience, because you want people comfortable and reaching out for help when they need it.
Yeah, like customer service.
That's
like,
right.
You know?
Right. And that's one of the things that we really focus on. We want to make sure that we are doing everything we can and we're as courteous and professional as we can be to the public. Even
for my own,
at least
personal,
it's over the phone.
This was about 5. Like, answers to these things. Is there fluid leaking from your?
Was a different. Send the fire department out.
I want a barbecue.
Not, you know, but I knew that I needed to call and address
and
the situation
and
everything.
It can be frustrating for people too, because they're like, "Why are you asking me all these questions?" But obviously, like, dispatch is asking questions because, as a police officer responding, I'm going to be asking a bunch of questions to dispatch, so they already know
right.
that they don't want to send us in blind to any situation. So they're trying to give us as much information as possible so that we respond, you know, correctly. So
yeah, that's right. What we try to look at it as, we are their eyes and ears. So for the officers, we want to get them as much information as we possibly can. So, you know, I mean, it's a goal is to keep the public safe and also keep our officers safe.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, and so being that point of contact, so, and I can only imagine what it is in a more emergent situation.
Yeah.
How long have you been dispatching?
I've been a dispatcher for 14 and a half years.
Goodness.
And, yeah, I was hired in 2002, October of 2002. So this year, in October, I'll be with the PD for 15 years.
And big things happen this year for you?
Big things, yes. In January, I got promoted to the communications supervisor position.
Yay. I could tell when I introduced you as communications supervisor, you were like, still like, wow, yeah, all right.
Yeah,
I'm the supervisor.
I got this.
Yes. So I moved into the position the beginning of March, full-time, out of dispatch, and now supervising. And so it's only been a couple of months, and it's definitely been an adjustment.
And
so,
she has ghosts in her office.
Yes, I have a ghost.
Yeah, we got it on camera. Yeah.
It's funny you say that. He opened the door, or I shouldn't say he, it could be a she, opened the door again yesterday. My office door just opens on its own. It's bizarre. So I don't know what's going on.
And everybody gets so excited about it. You know, you think you're watching like some crazy like cop video or something, and everybody's like, come over, what? Did you see the surveillance? Did you see it? I'm like, what happened? Like, who robbed what? And then it's like, did you see this little shadow? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Well, we have a ghost in the PD. So
you're gonna bring the paranormal activity to the Portsmouth Police Department.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Don't mess with us.
Wow, the things you learn every day, right?
Backup you can't even see.
I'm gonna not want to do that 11 to 7 shift like ever.
Yeah. So anybody who's coming on to become a dispatcher, bring your ectoplasm pack or whatever. Bring your Ghostbuster pack.
Only Rochelle would do an 80s reference. Well, okay. So very quickly again, let's go over the website for Code Red. Is
it is ecnetwork.com. That would be edwardcharlesnetwork.com, and you would go into the resident enrollment section and sign up. So one of the other things that I wanted to discuss is that we have site files in dispatch for business owners as far as emergency contact information goes. And that's something that we want to get out there as well, because managers were...
The Whipsters do property checks, and if there's an open door, then before, you know, they go in, or if they go in to make it safe, they want to, they don't know if something's missing or out of place. So it's good to have an updated contact that can come meet them and do a walkthrough. So right. Make sure the employees are safe when they do open up the next day.
Right. So we need names and phone numbers, and they can go to the city webpage at cityofportsmouth.com. You'd go into the police department, and you want to go under general forms, and it would be called the alarm monitoring form, which is our emergency contact sheet. And we encourage everybody in Portsmouth that has a business to do that, so that in the event we need to reach you at 3 a.m., we've got that information and we can get a hold of you.
Or if you don't want to be reached at 3 a.m., put somebody that you want us to wake up.
Yes.
That, put your assistant manager
down there.
Yes,
assistant manager.
You can specify the hours.
That's right.
Our priority is we just need to get a person on the other end
that's
of that
right.
line.
We're all about right. accommodating. Put right. Megan down.
Great. I don't. Who are you calling for what place? I don't understand. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming by the studio this morning and sort of giving an insight into what dispatch does, the role that you guys play. And obviously, you have been a voice for dispatch for quite some time in the Portsmouth Police Department. And that's yes. That is a fantastic thing. I actually think it's one of the things that I so enjoy about talking to all the different departments is the amount of time that you guys have been a part of the department. That's huge. That speaks very highly to what it is and what it does. You know, when you get people who stick around, that's a good thing.
Well, when you love what you do and you love the people that you're working with, it makes it so much easier.
Right.
So,
including but not limited to the ghost opening your door.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me, Megan.
You guys have an awesome day.